Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Sports Reality Radio. I'm your host, Curtis Truth here at 2000.
And I'm Rick, just a Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, White Sox fan, Thomas Yo.
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 Yo, man, we was just in here flexing. Man. I was showing him a little work, 3 months of work with the old barbell there.
Yeah.
You know, at 43 years old, you gotta keep yourself tight.
Home.
So, there's all these little knuckleheads out here, but I'm a doc five, you know.
All right, yeah.
Hey, it's a beautiful day. I hope you guys are inside at the moment, or if you are outside, I hope you're checking us out. We got some NBA scores to go over. Westbrook with another triple-double.
Another one.
That's the eighth one.
Oh, is this dude like the next Jason Kidd as far as triple-doubles every time you look up?
He's the next something. I mean, but everybody knew that. Everybody knew that Westbrook had that in him. We also going to have some NBA, I mean NFL talk, a couple of more moves have been made. We're going to talk about Jay Cutler going forward, might even fade a little bit, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Bulls was defeated last night, 101-91 by the Hornets.
Walking wounded.
We are the walking wounded every year around that time.
Every year. Every single year, like our top three players in town.
I don't understand.
Definitely our top two.
I don't really understand. The Bulls are now 4-6 without Rose and Butler. And we're going to limp into the playoffs.
He just, all of them just.
Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about the Milwaukee Bucks?
No.
Why?
Overall, they suck. And when it's, like, really get down to it, it's only a couple of teams that can really beat us when we really try. Like, you might catch us in a season. Like, yeah, we was tired or we underestimated y'all. But in the playoffs.
How do you underestimate every year?
Thinking, like, look at the matchups before you go into the game. Like, y'all know I'm going to kill him. You should kill him. You should kill him. I know we can turn it on any time, like, down by 10. Oh, we going to come back. The mentality of, oh, we going to come back no matter what. But that bites you in the end because you can be thinking that the whole game until the end. Like,
right.
Like,
I know that.
He is not going to let them do that.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely listening to the playoff fake in. The Kings and 76 played last night, 76-1, 114-107. But Cousins had 39 points and 24 rebounds. Went off 22-15 at the half.
And he had what overall?
39 points, 24 rebounds.
He be going off.
Oh,
a bad team, though.
Oh, a bad team.
But he got game.
A lot.
He's a force. If he could just get his head together, but it's like he's a knucklehead getting mad and ejections and
I guess playing on a bad team would do that too.
That's his mentality. He'd be wanting to get you jumped out the game if you foul.
Yeah.
Watch after this game, boy. Watch.
Right. Watch.
See the way you hit me on my wrist? Watch.
In the locker room.
Not even in the locker room.
I'm going to beat you at the butt.
Right, at the butt.
Oh, man. The Raptors knocked off the Heat. Went up to 92. I'm choking over here, y'all, stupid. Lillard, 28 points. Wade, 25.
There was a couple of wrestling moves in that game.
That is the idiot.
There was some headbutts. I don't know what kind of, like, I don't know their names. It was like a foreign dude and a black dude. And
that's the description?
Yeah. Sorry to stereotype. But right. Like, I don't know their names.
Jim just died. Holy crap. Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys are still there. We just lost our board. I don't know what just happened there. Try to get the board back up. Everything just shut off.
Well, yeah, like,
Keep talking. I think we have a technical difficulty here. I don't know if you guys are still with us. We lost our board. We lost the whole computer. But if you guys are still here.
So it was a headbutt contest.
Okay.
So the black dude walked up to the foreign dude. And it looked like he said a little something to him, like. He said something to him, a huge something. And it, like, you seen him square up. So the black dude walked head first into the foreign dude, like, right in the forehead, like a good face-to-face headbutt. And the foreign dude wasn't backing down. Like, he, like, mushed his forehead back in the dude's, like, gave him a real one, like, bam, like.
Look at my boy, Whitehead.
No, I don't want to know. I can't remember their names. I can barely remember their faces, but.
So it must have been somebody that deep on the bench that never played.
It was a good, they both got ejected.
First time playing. Most likely. First time playing in a,
So that was huge.
I don't know what's going on here, but Celtics knocked off the Magic 95-88. Forgotten Turner. You remember who that is?
Yeah.
Evan Turner?
Yeah.
Forgotten
Ohio
man.
Ohio State.
Yeah, 30 points.
He was supposed to be like a Scottie Pippen-ish
type of player, right. I remember when he first came to the league, he was you got drafted by the Sixers. And they didn't know what to do with him.
Was it the Sixers? I do believe so.
It was the Sixers.
And he went to the Celtics.
The Sixers had Hill. They had can't think his name. He's with the did they have Elk Brand?
They probably did have him.
I think they had Elk Brand.
But he had a class. I can't remember who was their point guard.
He was on the team that knocked the Bulls out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that year when Rose first heard his
name. Right.
Year.
Right. I can't think of it. Right. Yeah, but they had a plot. He's definitely a forgot fan. Thunder, 113-99 over the Wolves, Westbrook. Like we said, another triple-double, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. I don't know. This guy is just remarkable. This is his eighth triple-double this year. I think he's had like 6 to 8 games or something like that. 6 of the last 8 games.
Huge
like
numbers. Nines and 7. Westbrook, right?
Westbrook.
49 with 17 assists and 11 boards. Like,
right.
A one-man team.
But do they make it to the playoffs? They just lost Serge Ibaka.
Dang, what happened to Serge?
I don't know. But they don't know how long he's going to be out. Kevin Durant should be coming back soon.
Whose team is it when he comes back? Because they have to mesh one of the top 3 players in the league back into a team with a player that's coming up being one of the better players in the league.
Right.
how do you mesh those two together?
Exactly. And it's amount of time. It's only, what, 5 games left? About 6 games left? Not many games left. It's not more than 10.
So the playoffs are starting like 2 weeks. The
playoffs are about to start. And it's March Madness already. Election Sunday is tomorrow.
So, yeah, everybody better get their act together.
Yeah, I think it's pretty time for everybody to buckle down. I'm more concerned about the Bulls buckling down, but it's time for everybody to buckle down.
We at least get to the second round.
All right. The Mavs and the Clippers. Mavs 129, Clippers 99. Nuggets 114-103 over the Warriors. Everybody sat that game. Now, where do you stand with
players that paying his money
exactly
to come and look at your bench?
Exactly.
I came to see Stephen Curry shoot from my feet.
Exactly.
Playoff.
That's why I said it, this whole thing.
I don't care if it's the Timberwolves.
Because, I mean, like, players, I mean, sometimes you bring your son or your daughter out for that first game, and you get there.
Yeah, Stephen Curry, Clay Thompson, you're going to love this dude. This
right.
is going to look up.
Exactly.
Roster player number 99 at point guard. Like, who?
What?
And the assistant coach playing the two guard. Like,
hey, that happened to me. Well, yeah, I bought some tickets from somebody. And I paid, like, it was 2 tickets, and I think I paid, like, $154. I think I paid, like, $154. So, I get to the game, Scottie Pippen, nor Michael Jordan is playing. I'm like,
really?
That's the only reason I bought the tickets.
You see?
Did he still see Michael Jordan? My first time.
Now, what year was this? Do you remember?
I don't know, but he was, you know, it was the year they were with.
No, I'm saying, like,
it had to be like 90.
A gap. Like, it was a, like, rough.
It had to be like.
Rough guess. A 3-year period. Bless you.
Wait. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, sorry. It had to be like 92.
Okay, so you see John Paxson, Horace Grant, what was they, Senator Bill Cartwright?
Bill Cartwright.
And that's it.
That's it.
B.J. Armstrong.
Right, I saw B.J. Armstrong. I remember watching B.J. Armstrong.
Maybe some Bill Winnington?
I don't even remember watching B.J. I don't remember nobody else.
What's doing that?
I don't even
Cliff Levinson.
I don't even remember the game.
Cliff Levin, that's who made, what time is it? Game time. That's him.
It was Cliff Levin.
The man.
Yeah.
He is on fire with Cliff Levin. He was waving his tail.
Yeah. That's about the highlight of Cliff Levin's career.
He had a couple of good dunks.
That's about it.
You need that type of energy on your bench, like cheerleaders. Like, you need that. Advantage is called cheerleaders, but you need that enthusiasm to, like,
right.
You do. Make you want. Like, when the Bulls playing and Noah's on the bench,
right.
You feel his energy
you
from
do.
The bench.
You
like,
do. You do.
You need those type of players on the bench to bring camaraderie and a brotherhood. And
I definitely agree. It's just like helping somebody else when they fall.
Right.
You ever wonder why they don't help?
I know why.
Somebody else?
Yeah, I know why.
Why?
Depending on what you mean, like one player don't help the other player.
Like nobody will help the player.
Now
on
you
your
know,
own,
you mean,
you're right. I see that happen
sometimes.
I see that happen.
You know why they do that, though, right?
It must be pissed off.
No, I mean why they supposed to come pick you up.
I agree to confirm your energy.
Right.
Yeah.
And you usually get in trouble. You're supposed to run at that dude.
Right.
Everybody.
Right.
At least the first two or three.
That's closest to him.
Yeah. Get down there and go get your man.
Right. And that camaraderie.
Unless you just like, man, you ain't got to come get me. Like,
I think that sometimes. Like, some players probably play that. Like, Chris Anderson, I see him a lot of times.
Yeah, because he's a nobody.
He just jump up.
Yeah, he jump up. But not Melo.
So Melo's going to sit there and wait.
Jordan,
he's going to
get all the way out of bounds and wait.
Right.
He's stuck on the ground like he's paralyzed.
That's funny when you see him do that. That's hilarious.
Played the Bears. And Sue like punched Cutler in the stomach. but made him fumble.
Right.
That was Nick Fairley who picked it up and ran right into the end zone. I believe that was like our first game. I know it was at our house.
Yeah, I remember that. Call in 347-838-8449.
347-838-8449.
Talk to us. Hey,
Beat moves. Let's see. Revis. We know about the
Revis. Hey, I like the guy that Jets fan to call in about the Revis trade. The Revis pickup. Hey, if you listen, man, call in. I want to know about your perspective about what you think about getting Revis.
Eagles got DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews for the Chargers.
Yeah.
That's a Ryan Matthews would be injury prone,
right.
And he kind of considered
a fumble. Chip Kelly is putting the team together.
And I didn't know DeMarco Murray was only 5 months older than LeSean McCoy. DeMarco Murray not even 27
yet. Yeah, but he had a lot of workload.
Yeah, and they say if you have over 400 touches in the season, next year you're going to get hurt, you're going to break down, and you're going to get bleeding.
Exactly.
Every running back, it all started with Jamal Anderson with the Falcons. They'll be two into the end zone against, I think it was the Flacks when they went to the Super Bowl, but they lost the Rams. I think they lost the Rams.
Well, what happened?
He had like 400 carries, led the league in yards and carries. Next year, tore ACL, never really came back.
But the Cowboys, they did recover. They got Darren McFadden,
who is so injury prone.
Right.
He only lasts
3 games.
Like 3-4 games. But now he's running behind the best offensive line in the league.
He's going
to run too high. And he has to go against Giants, the Redskins, and the Eagles. He's going to get sad.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get that. But he got that offensive line. Yeah, and this could be his breakout year. I'm saying it's going to be his breakout year.
He always looked like the MVP the first 6 games.
I think this is going to be his breakout year.
Did he break his foot?
Right.
It's like an injury on a player that you don't want those injuries to happen. Like quarterbacks, you don't want any shoulder, elbow, arm, hand, finger injuries. You can almost, like, you mad that a quarterback can get his leg blown out. But he's still a good quarterback. As long as this game isn't predicated on running, once he fully heals that 1 year, he should be back straight that next year.
Maybe.
Running back?
No.
Ankles,
right.
Feet, toes, knees,
hips,
calves, hamstrings, all that. That's bad. So, yeah.
Well, we'll see. I think DeMarco Murray is going to be up there. Bears picked up some players.
Ernell McPhee.
Violet.
I'm just violent. Hey, wait.
I'm just violent.
Buddy, you might want to get popped off in Chicago to say something like that.
Right, exactly. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Yo, what's happening, man? So your Bears have done absolutely nothing. I mean, I'd say you and the Giants next year will be the top five draft choices next with Kirby Cutler. I mean, I took a run at you on my podcast the other day, a long run. You know, what's going to be the first thing in your mouth when you're limited by week 13? My Cowboys got McFadden. Now he's over the idiots pick up our boy, but he's going to get injured and, you know, I was disappointed in Jerry, but Jerry got McFadden. I think McFadden will be good because I'm going to tell you why he's going to fail in Philly. And I don't want him to fail in the city, Barley Shove. He's not going to have the holes that they gave him. And he's not like Blunt Force Trauma out there and Tea Partiers and the Peter Cheater out there of Beast Mode where they pound through holes. He's going to need those holes out there in Philly, and he's probably only play like 8 games. So I think McFadden is going to have those holes, and I think he's going to be that kind of bull rush that I think he is. So your Bears have done nothing. Crabby Cutler, you're stuck again with Crabby Cutler. I mean, I'll be aside. You've got to get that. You like Crabby Cutler?
Are you confident with Darren McFadden the whole season?
I'm confident because I'm confident with my offensive line. You're only as good as your offensive line. And Cutler was only good as his weapons, but he needed his weapons. The reason why it was success last year, the offensive line got us where we're at. I'm confident that he was injured. He had an offensive line out there in Oakland. That's why. I mean, come on, you know how it is. You're going to start up front. You know that. I mean, we're all dumb. We're just not stupid. It's the big hogs up front. I'm confident. We'll see what happens. They got them bargain basement. He'll run through the holes, I hope. Nancy Boy should be able to find some receiving the disease. We need defense. We need to get some. We need Wilfork. I'd love to see Wilfork on the Cowboys. We need a big, fat guy in the middle to take up two guys and then to rush the quarterback. That's what my Cowboys need. We're fine on offense. We need to really prostitute and guys that can get to the quarterback. We need that, you know. So, I don't know. I think Shue was overpaid down there in the douchebags. And I think the Motor City Kids are idiots. They should have traded his ass. So, I don't know. It was a fun free agency. It was a city brawly shove with Chubbles out there at Eagles. I tell you what, don't believe it, you guys. Don't believe it. Don't believe the smokescreen. He wants Tarzan from Oregon. He wants it. He's going to probably prostitute in draft day Bradford to somebody for somebody. Bradford, I like Bradford, but he's a one-legged man. I mean, same thing with the guy they got from the Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean, I like him. I just think he needs – I think he's the kind of guy that needs an offensive – he's kind of like a Dan Marino. Dan Marino would have been nothing without offensive line. And I just think Crybaby Cutler has proved too many times, no matter how he's got all the weapons. I mean, you think of the weapons you guys had last year and Cutler didn't. Could you imagine Brady in your defense, in your offense last year? Brady would have made you guys a Super Bowl champion because he's all about Edelman. He's all about his wide receivers. Brady's a good quarterback. He's a great quarterback because they prostitute an offensive line. And you're cow bitches. I hate to say it, mediocrity. You will masturbate and meet a mediocrity last year, be top five again, and I'll be ridiculing you every Saturday. Your thoughts?
I think a lot of Chicago players, a lot of Chicago people are cool with the Bears not being one of the better teams in the NFL this year, as long as the arrow looks
what?
Like it's pointing up.
Are you telling me you like mediocrity in your life? They're okay with that? Because no one cares about it. All they care about is the Pennsylvania Blackhawks in that town. The bastards, the Bulls. You got Pussy Boy, number one, who can't play five games by an injury, just like KG here in town. Punks play pumpkin ball. No one cares about pumpkin ball. They're telling me it's the only Blackhawks who are failing right now. You're comfortable with mediocrity? Are you kidding me? I mean, you're gonna bang a fat woman instead of a nice hot looking blonde? Are you telling me that?
Nobody's comfortable with mediocrity.
You told me they were fine the way they are. You guys suck. You know it. I don't care for the Vikings. At least the Vikings are trying to make some moves. Wallace, Mr. Malcontent, the punk from Miami Douchebags. We'll see what happened to Ted Bridgewater. You know, the break up a squish like AP. Send him the tampons. He can play with the food sealer down there with Lovie Smith. And, you know, he can beat up the people down there. So, I mean, any team I'll call out that's trying. Raiders are trying. Buffalo's building. People are trying to make moves. And meanwhile, Chicago bitches sit around and do absolutely nothing. And you just told me you're happy with the
–
you guys should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. They haven't done nothing. They sit around and do nothing. McCaskey family sucks.
That's a huge
Who's your quarterback? Crybaby Cutler, right? Crybaby Cutler is your quarterback, right?
Look, that's the best thing that we can do right now.
Oh,
that's
God, that's sad. Time. You guys have a long season, bitch, please. Bitch, please. You guys, there's top five draft choice next year again. That's all it is to it. It's all it's going to be. It's just you're gonna look at mediocrity. You're going to masturbate mediocrity. You'll be next year. I can see it next year. Chicago Bears, first old draft choice takes. You know, they'll probably trade down with my Cowboys or because they don't know who to draft. I don't know. I don't think you guys know what prosperity is in that town. Do you know what prosperity is? Maybe you guys know socialism. I mean, I think you guys know socialism. That's where Barack Obama's from. I mean, but I don't think you guys know prosperity is in that town for sports. No one cares about the Bulls. No one cares about the Bears. This says the Chicago, the skanks out there. The cockroaches suck. The white trash suck. Pennsylvania Blackhawks rule that town, and you know it. And you know it. You just don't admit it. Chicago bitches, you guys are you're mastering me. You're wandering in the pool of prosperity. You're just wandering around. When you're top five next year, what's the first thing out of your mouth?
Quarterback.
I mean, when you're top five next year, and he stole millions of dollars from you guys, he'll be in Santa Claus, and he's like that pumpkin ball player who's working at McDonald's at age 32, like I'm supposed to care about some pump come up player that now is working at McDonald's and he has two kids because he fathered out of wedlock. I'm supposed to care about that pumpkin ball player? He's an arrogant ass. You're going to hold the bag. You're going to be holding the bag for the next 10 years with mediocrity because of Krabby Cutler. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get going. But live in the greatest team in the secondary sports, you guys are going to suck for the next 10 years. And I'll call on your show and rip you a new hiney. Peace and peace, you guys. Have an epic show and all-star week. Ciao.
That's brother. All right. Well, that wasn't a positive outlook for the season.
I don't think anybody, honestly, the Bears do have a chance to be good as long as it's all on Cutler. And
my forecast is he's going to be on some Cutler stuff. And my forecast is he's going to be a favorite. He's not going to have to do as much as he always had to do.
You Cutler, his amazing seasons, and Derrick Rose's full season are all going to be spent at home watching the other team play. Steady counting on, like, I got to see it more than once to think he's going to do it the next year.
Well, I mean, he didn't have a bad year. I mean, like, he had, I mean, come on, man, whatever.
It's a long game.
Not just him. We already did
I'm
through
asking
this.
That. Okay, right. So it's a fighting time?
Yeah. It wasn't all him. It was the defense.
Okay.
Defense got to stop people from scoring.
Okay, and then what about the scoring?
All right, well, we can
make sure that he needs to throw the ball.
No, Brandon Marshall probably needed to leave. I like Brandon Marshall, but he might have needed to leave.
So now that Brandon Marshall is gone, he's
now there's no pressure in the huddle. Now Cutler is with an offensive coordinator.
So you think Josh McCown thought it was pressure in the huddle?
Yeah.
But
I think he just didn't listen.
Everybody said Josh McCown was the leader of the Bears when he was
there. Yeah, he didn't listen to Brandon Marshall. Then he threw the ball to outside.
I don't think Cutler intimidated by Brandon Marshall, where Brandon Marshall to get to Cutler's way is like, I got to get him the ball. I don't think it's like that at all. I think that one of the reasons Brandon Marshall was with us because Cutler could tell him to get you and be cool, and now Brandon Marshall blew up in his face and really blew up the thing. Like, no, I'm going to him. But see, Cutler not even thinking I'm going to the other dude. It's like, I know. Brandon Marshall, he's telling Brandon Marshall, like, I know I got you. I know I got you. I know I got you. Get people in the way. I know I got you. I'm going to make the ball make a left and a right.
And, yeah, and sometimes he would actually throw that ball. That's too much pressure. To come from behind
that's
and
like
he got.
Ball. It's like making him. He doesn't have no trouble. Like,
yeah, sometimes. And then when he switches away, and then the defense again was reading.
Look at that.
No, the defense that he was throwing against was reading everything too. You know, like he was
pick a team, pick a game. Even the games we won.
Read the game. To read the heck out of our offense, no matter what it was.
Not necessarily. Not when we had Josh McCown. Did we beat them when we had Josh McCown?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, they didn't have Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But
right.
We beat them.
Right.
I bet you if we didn't the color play, we would have still lost.
I bet we would have won. Yeah.
It's a psychological hold that the Packers got over the Bears.
It is.
Where they don't think they really that good. Like, the Bears think we're going to do something wrong against them.
Right.
Sooner or later.
Exactly.
And the Packers know the Bears going to do something
exactly.
wrong sooner or later.
Exactly.
So it's easy to break that habit is don't press the envelope. Don't push the envelope. Like, force nothing. Let the game keep whatever they give you the whole game. Just going through the game like I'm going to take whatever they give me. I'm going to say I'm not taking no shot. I'm no shot. Coming into the game thinking it ain't going to be no shot. You don't have to win off execution.
Execution. The heart. The word. The heart. Execution. The heart. They have no heart when they play the Packers.
And who's supposed to be the oh, who's the person who's supposed to inspire your team to be like that?
Quarterback. Or somebody on defense. Antoine Real.
That's not. And we have our guy called right back. That's not who the. That's not who the responsibility falls on. You need your quarterback to be the leader.
Yeah, I agree.
They say if your quarterback is the leader of the team, like he plays good and he's your best player and he acts like the leader, easier to evaluate the rest of the team. You have a great quarterback, you know what kind of offensive line you need, and you know how they're going to work. You know what kind of receivers you need, and you know how they're going to play. You know what kind of running back you need. So you know, when it's a running back, you'll get a certain type of offensive line. Now you need a certain type of quarterback. Like, no, see, the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get a cold receiver, now you're looking for a running back. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't complement each other right when you don't start at the quarterback position. And that's what's wrong with the Bears. Bears had a good team the last 2-3 years. Tell them messes it up. Well, you can't just analyze or evaluate Brandon Marshall, but then do go force it to him. Alshon Jeffery got hands, but he don't never throw to him. He throws to Brandon Marshall all the time. Martellus Bennett, he gets lost in the game playing somewhere. Like, and Matt
Martellus Bennett has a good loss in the game time. At all.
It's one or the other with color. It's never the whole team like that. It's easy to see them.
Josh McDowell zeroed in on Alshon a lot.
Brandon Marshall got touches. Alshon Jeffery got
touches. He got more.
Yards.
Touches?
No, yards.
No.
He had 10 catches for like 190 yards.
Right, so he was throwing the Alshon
Jeffery. No, right. But Brandon Marshall had about 11 catches for like 110. 9 catches. Alshon Jeffery had 6 for like 140. 2 big 60-yard catches.
All right.
Brandon Marshall particularly gets your first down. All
right, I get it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the team feels that and comes to that. That's why I say, like, tell, man, you just go off your – that what you see, what's your bet. The Bears as a whole team played with a lot more enthusiasm and fun. McCullough was not starting just as down one.
McCullough's going to be all right. The Bears are going to be all right. I guarantee you.
I bet you $5 McCullough be out before the season over.
All right, that's a bet.
Yeah, and you know that ain't no real bet for you. That's a
perfect value for the season. I ain't never going to see it that. I'm just going to say that. I've been paying people and receiving money.
Yeah, off of some things that they would use. I'm not going to incriminate you. I don't know about
that. All right. Hey.
We don't know what time it is.
We don't know what time it is. We don't even know if y'all can really still hear us. But we've been
talking. To y'all.
I don't know. But anyhow, peace. Sports Reality Radio, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for checking in.